broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Wednesday night, beautiful night.
Yeah, what a gorgeous weather.
Gorgeous out.
Beautiful.
Sit out in your yard.
Sunshine. Love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got the pool? You out in the pool?
Oh, yeah. Laying in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful pool.
Gorgeous. 47 degrees.
Hey, it is a big weekend, though. Memorial weekend. One of my favorite weekends of the year.
Good weekend.
Indy 500.
Yep.
First real, you know, kind of a fun little weekend.
Yeah,
school's out.
Kind of opens up summer.
Yep. That's exactly right. We're going to have a great show tonight because not really unexpectedly. The Fort Recovery girls softball team defeated the Tri-County North. What are they? Pirates?
Patriots?
Somebody down there is Pirates, but I don't think it's them.
10-9. What a win for the girls softball team.
I didn't realize that WPGW was going to have it on or I'd have recorded it, but I listened to most of it.
Yeah, what a great game. Indians got off to a big lead, only to have Tri-County North score 5 runs in the second to take a 7-6 lead.
Wow.
And it was back and forth, and Indians win it 10-9.
Yeah, we got 1 in the first, they got 2. Then we got 5, and then they got 5. And then it went back and forth, and I believe Ed Furman was doing it. He said he counted 4 lead changes before we took the lead in the top of the 7th. So
it is awesome. And now the girls, and I got the bracket here, and we'll go over that. And I'm sure Coach Shane will. We don't want to steal her thunder when she gets in here.
Got a shot at.
But congrats to the girls. And
you are going to have Coach Shane and some others in here tonight, right?
Yeah, they're coming up here as soon as they get back. I think they just pulled in. I think
they
see a bunch of cars pulling in out there.
So it'll take them at least 35 minutes to get here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Incredible.
Yeah, you can't. No, it's terrible.
One side of town to the other ain't fun right now.
Nope.
Yep. We're getting close, though.
Supposed to be striping tomorrow.
Striping tomorrow?
Are they?
Supposed to be weather permitting.
Weather permitting, yeah. I'll be dang. Really, some of the surprise news, and I know we're going to talk to Perry Hall tonight.
Yep.
And the breaking news, I think, is that the owner of the Colts, Jim Irsay, passed away tonight.
Oh,
he did?
Yeah, 65 years old, Mr. Irsay. And Perry's big Colts fan.
He's been a Colts fan.
You know, Irsay's always had a little, some health issues, I think. Didn't he get caught stealing a bunch of drugs or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and Jim Irsay dies at 65.
65.
So that'll be interesting tomorrow, PG-14. Make sure you listen to Rob.
Oh, yeah, Rob.
Yep. Yeah, him and Ed.
We'll be talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yep.
Jim Irsay.
Jim.
Shuts her down at 65. Let's see if Perry, maybe we can talk to Perry now. Let's see if, I'll text him.
Yeah.
I can give him a call.
Call him.
Give him a ringy dingy.
That'd be perfect.
Yep, let me get things hooked up. I figured we were going to talk to the girls first, so I didn't get anything ready here, but let me just see if I can find it here.
Now, does the Skype work, or let me just put him on the...
I'll put him on here. Put him through the board here. Yep, this is still his phone number. I have 8101.
We don't should probably shouldn't say this.
Yellow.
Mr. Perry Hall.
Perry Hall, what you doing, buddy?
Hey guys, how you doing? Good. Just sitting here wearing all black. R.I.P. Jim.
What was the deal?
What happened?
I mean 65, but he was a rough looking 65.
He hit her hard.
Me and Harold were just talking about that. Perry, didn't he steal some, I don't want to say steal, but didn't he get a bunch of
kind of drugs?
I don't, now, from what I remember, that was a couple years ago. Yeah. I mean, he's rich enough, I don't think he has to steal any drugs.
No, right. But he was caught in the airport or something.
Yeah, something I think else. Some sort of opioids or something like that. Yeah. It's crazy. But I mean he always had, like, I think past couple years afterwards, you always see like these PSAs that he'd have him and like the Colts players talk about, like, you know, the beating the stigma or what, kicking the stigma or something like that. So, you know, there's like some depression stuff. Wow, what a great way to start this conversation.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Although, you know what? He was a good owner.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, as crazy as he was, as funny as he was in some ways, maybe intentionally, unintentionally, he was a huge, huge fan of the horseshoe. And that was something that, you know, I mean, some fans can't really say that they feel that way about their owners. So that was definitely a blessing, and hopefully that you know, the girls, his girls, I'm assuming are going to be taking the place, are, you know, hopefully kind of keep that going. So, but but anyway, go on.
How's life?
Man, life's great, honestly.
School year ending awesome. Up?
Oh, yeah, school year's finishing out. Got my first year as a teacher.
How about that?
Yeah. I'm sure some of my teachers can't believe that I became a teacher, to be honest. But I sincerely love it. Like, I have a great school that I teach at. It's a private school in Roswell, Georgia. It's a nice suburb like that we live in Atlanta. And Fellowship Christian is the name of the school. And I came in because I was just kind of thinking, you know, I'm kind of about done with the entertainment industry. You know, I've kind of done everything I wanted to do. Like, I loved it. And, but I've always just felt called to teaching. I used to teach some online, like, master's classes and stuff like that. And, like, my wife just said, like, and like, when I heard you from the other room, you just lit up. I mean, this is, you should be into it. So, you know, I kind of took my chances and, started looking, and this wonderful school saw my resume, didn't care that I didn't have any teaching degrees or anything like that. And it's like, you want to teach animation? I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So yeah, it twisted my exactly.
Twisted my man.
Oh man, but no, it's a fantastic school. It's about the size of like a Coldwater or something like that, just like a little bit bigger than us. But we got a great football team. Basketball team ain't great, but we got a good football team. So
you on the coaching staff?
No, not coaching staff.
They don't know what they're missing.
I think they do.
Oh. But well, okay.
Oh no, that's all right. That's all right.
You know, Perry, as we get older in life and we go our different ways, and your family has done that. How's mom and how's everybody?
Oh, they're great. Mom and Aaron, they are living in La Follette, Tennessee, which is Lake Norris. So, their mom's living full time at the lake house, and she's good working at Delta. So, really? She's a gate agent at Delta and absolutely loves it.
That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, I'd say she'd be really good at it. It's dealing with the public.
Oh, yeah, that's for certain. And it's kind of nice that we get some flying perks.
Hello,
out of
it.
That ain't too bad.
Mom,
ain't
take too care bad. Of it.
Yep. Oh, man.
And brothers? Where's the brothers
at? Yep. So Marshall just moved to Salt Lake. He is, what is he doing? What is he doing? I know what he is doing. He is a chiropractor, so he cracks backs people. He cracks Mormons' backs now out there. So
there you go.
Yep. It's a good time. He seems to really love it. He was in Nashville for a little bit, but it just wasn't really his thing. So he had some friends out in Salt Lake, convinced him to come out, and like, he loves it.
Salt Lake City is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been.
Oh my gosh, I've never been, but just like kind of seeing the geography of it, like, how can it not be?
Yeah,
man,
cool.
That's so cool. And then Cole is he and his wife and his now 2-year-old. Is he 2-year-old? No. He's about to be 2 because he was born on September 11th, so never forget.
Yeah.
But I literally can't.
No, absolutely. So, way to bring the show down again.
Yeah, back down. Hey, you know, it's a roller coaster when he talks to me.
That's right.
No, but so he's out in Montana. That's where his wife's from, and they like it out there. But you know, there's always those. I don't know. There's always those. You know, that gravitational pull that Fort Recovery has that he kind of talks about from time to time. Yeah. But we're going to see what happens there.
That'd be neat.
But what was that?
I said, that'd be neat. Getting back, come on back. You guys come up.
Oh, yeah.
Back. Package deal.
Yeah.
100%. I think that would be great, you know?
So,
yeah, go on.
So, a couple years ago, you brought up the, you're a dodgeballer.
Dodgeballer.
Yep.
And yeah. We're like, Perry Hall's nuts.
But
then all of a sudden we're watching you on ESPN. We're thinking, Perry Hall's the most unbelievable guy I've ever met.
Oh man, I tell you what, that was we won't stay on it too long unless you want to. But I mean, like, I tell you what, like that playing the sport that you love, and I mean, you guys knew I was a swimmer first and foremost back in the day. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, I mean, I just love the game of dodgeball. Like, I've always loved it ever since, you know, first playing it in preschool, you know, right. Like throwing balls at Greg and Cody, you know, Carly, you know, yeah, they were a little better throwing than me at the time, but I mean, it was fun to get out of the way. But
wouldn't you love to hit Greg right in the head with one of your heaters right now?
it might hurt a little bit more now than it did back then. Yeah. I didn't learn how to throw until I was 26, it felt like. Oh man. But I mean, honestly, like, just getting to have that chance to play your favorite game on ESPN, like, it's wild. It's probably like a top five moment in my life that is just, I don't know, I'll cherish it forever. It was an honor to be asked. And especially on the same. Oh, go on.
And I watched it, and they kind of, at least one of the cameramen must have loved you. You're on there all the time. Every time that there wasn't something going on, there's picture of Perry.
Well, you know, it's when he got a smiley white dude in cornrows throwing balls. I think it's kind of fun.
it was neat.
I appreciate it. Yeah, no, but that was a great time. Continue.
I tell you what, well, you bring in that end of the Jubilee, that's really turned into some kind of fun thing. I mean, we did that, you know, we didn't know what we were doing, but we got down
there. Yeah. Still don't, but
still have no idea what we're doing, but enjoyed the hell out of it. You know, we're going down there, and I tell you what, your people you bring with you are great people. I mean, we get along with them great, and I think they had a lot of fun coming to Fort Recovery, so hopefully we keep doing it.
And Jaden has a movie out. Yeah.
I know. Jay's got a movie. Big crazy.
J. Big J. I love it.
Big J Joker. Oh, man. Yep. He's one of my favorites.
Yes.
Dude's a classic.
Yep. Yes. He was a favorite from the first time we saw him and first time we talked to him.
Oh, man.
Saw him, we thought he's pretty awesome. Talking to him, he's even more awesome.
He's pretty fun.
He's just neat guy. Well, I love that guy.
I tell you what, he actually knows how to throw now, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So we taught him how to throw. Now he has a little velocity on the ball, so he's great. But yeah, no, I had this idea, like, what was it? So, like, this would be year three. I think it was 4 years ago. Man, it's crazy to think 4 years ago now. But I guess this is how time goes, I guess. But, you know, I shot a message to the Jubilee committee, you know, just on their email that they had on their website. And like, you know what? Why not? Who cares? Like, you know, if they don't want it, they don't want it. But then they messaged me back pretty quickly. And I'm like, okay, let's get the ball rolling. So, figuratively and literally. So, you know, like, there's a lot of like big planning that went into it. And, you know, I don't know. It was such a great turnout. Like, it seemed like the community really enjoyed it, and you guys seemed to have fun. Yeah, you guys were out in the sun talking about a game you really didn't know too much about for like what seemed like 18 hours.
We're out there for 2 days.
Oh my gosh, you guys were troopers, and I'll love you for it forever. But man, But yeah, I think as that went on, we learned how to streamline things a little better, so you guys aren't out there forever. The last year, and you know, I mean, it's just been great. This year has been a little tough for me, just simply because of a whole completely new life transition with a new career. Yep. Just kind of focusing on like a lot of other things going on. I mean, heck, like even Wes asking me to like help him with some things on that end. Like I got a lot of irons in the fire. But I mean, we can even talk about that a little bit if you're interested later. Just a lot of stuff going on, and it's just been really tough. I got injured in January. I pulled a hammy and continued to pull it when I thought I was good. But I guess that's just what getting old is, right?
Yes. You know? Yeah. It don't get any better either, I'm afraid.
No. No, Harold, I'm learning. Yeah. I'm learning, buddy.
Stretch out, brother. Stretch out all the time.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like half my workout time is just stretching now.
You got to. Yeah.
So the Jubilee is about what, 3 weeks away, Spencey?
Four weeks.
We're getting ready for the next dodgeball event.
Absolutely.
And you can get signed up on the website, right?
100%. Yeah, you can go to the website. There should be a dodgeball tab, and there should be the registration in there and everything. It's funny when we talk about like, you know, the people that, you know, I bring in from just, you know, the dodgeball community as a whole. Like, you know, yeah, I mean, they're good players. They play a lot, but you know, they're, like you said, they're great people. And you know, they're not really as scary as you think. And I want the community to know that too, because like I want community members to come out. I want, you know, people to like form teams. I want like, you know, some cocky seniors that just graduated to be like, we can do this, you know, come on in. You know, I want everyone to, you know, do it. And I know that there's a lot of other really cool stuff that's going on, you know, during that day in the Jubilee. Mm-hmm. But you know, I mean, that's just what you get when you got a great event like that.
You just gotta kind of pick and choose.
Yeah. So
you got, you talk a little bit about, year, is this the third year? Right?
Third year. Right?
Yep. This will be year number three.
Got teams coming back that was here the last 2 years?
Oh yeah. I know the Dayton and the Akron teams just sincerely love it. They just love coming out here, doing it. I got like a little group of kids. Yeah. I got like a group. I got a group of some of my guys coming up with us. Unfortunately, there's like a really like a new big tournament going on in Philly that I got invited to. And I'm like, guys, it's on the same weekend. Can we kind of figure this out? Right. We'll get that figured out. So we got a couple of our, I guess you would say, stronger guys going over to there. Yeah. Not that the guys that we're bringing aren't like, you know, they know what they're doing. Sure. But, you know, we got some.
Does it?
It does not matter. 100%. You know, it's for fun. You know, like you come out here, it's for fun. You know, you get at least in top three spots. You get a little medal.
Yep.
It's awesome. Yeah. You know? And then you get to go and watch the turtle races or whatever little animals that are racing this year. I'm not quite sure.
Turtles.
But, all right.
So. The turtle races.
Scorpions.
Oh, yeah.
So, perfect. So, Perry, we got to tell you, we're getting invaded here by the girls' softball. They just beat Tri-County North in the districts.
I've been following.
10-9. And what a ball game it was. And
man.
I ain't got any fingernails left, and I'm listening to Ed Thurman. Imagine if I was listening to Fee and Calpe announce that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But that's awesome.
It's a great win for the girls, and they're playing the district final. I think Friday. Is it Friday?
Friday.
They don't get to celebrate very long.
No. Right back at
Friday.
Then they get to celebrate the whole weekend.
That is right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Just to talk a little bit here on so now if you want to play, we had how many local teams signed up last year?
Oh, I think we had about like four or five.
Yeah. It'd be nice to get, you know, at least that many this year, correct?
100%. It'd be great.
And we can get a hold of the website or go to the Jubilee or call Perry Hall. Perry, what's your number if someone wants to sign up?
Yes. It is 419-852. I kept my old number.
God,
8101. 419-852-8101.
Neil announced it when he was calling you on the...
I didn't say anything about 419 or 852.
Yeah, but...
No, all right.
You would never change that, would you?
No.
So, Perry...
Just like I still bleed purple, I'm not going to change my number.
Or forever,
it's just easier.
Or forever.
Perry, I was talking with some of the girls as they came in, so I might have missed it, but you're doing a clinic for the kids?
Yeah. It's going to be kind of the same thing we did last year. We just had a bunch of those kids out, like, you know, just wanting to, you know, play ball, you know, especially when we got these nice nets that, you know, we can keep the balls in and everything. And it's like, you know what? Let's just go out and, you know, let's go out and ref some games, teach the kids. And they were out there for hours. I was getting tired. Like, but you know what? I can deal with it because it's fantastic.
That is.
But awesome. Yeah. But I tell you what, it's going to be nice to come home and also see that water tower. So that's going to be pretty cool.
And it is neat. So. I drove out past it just a little while ago.
It's neat. It's a water tower.
With his logo on the water tower.
Whose logo?
Perry's. He designed the logo.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. You didn't know that?
He's a celebrity.
No, the other day I drove by and said, Ford Cover India. They got rained out painted.
Oh, no.
I thought, what in the hell? Perry. Ford Cover India?
Spell.
Hey, I mean, we're going to have a lot of good call centers over here. That's the economy.
Oh, it does. It looks great.
Yep.
No, I appreciate it.
Got the fort and the stockade, the stockade and a couple of the houses, and it looks pretty awesome.
I appreciate it. It was really cool when Calpy gave me the green light on that thing. So yep, Calpy texted me some pictures of it today. It would look great.
Yeah, they worked really hard to get the right color purple because it took them a while to get it on the other one, and they So this one was the right color purple.
It's that's big. You don't want it to be too much on the red purple. You don't want it to be too much. No, I don't know. I mean, we all get it. You know, we know what a full recovery purple is.
And
I'm glad to hear that it's
and it wasn't
proper.
It wasn't a stock. Proper. They had to special mix it. So it took them a little bit, but Randy was bound and determined that it was going to get done right.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just Randy for you. Yep. So I'd love to hear it.
Yep.
Perry, we appreciate you taking the time out, and we love talking to you. Can't wait to see you.
See you here in a few weeks.
Yep. And we'll get you on again. We'll get you on here again.
Yeah.
Because I think you're going to be doing something for the football program, correct?
Yeah. I'm kind of the official, designer for the football program. So, we can certainly talk about that. But I think you need to talk to these sectional championship girls right now?
District semi-win.
District. District.
So,
district
one away from the region.
Perfect. That's right. Perry, thanks a lot for taking the time, my friend.
Thank you,
love you, brother.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling me, guys. Have a good rest of your night. We'll see you.
Thank you, buddy.
That's Perry Hall, one of Fort Recovery's finest. Let's take a break. Come right back. We're going to talk to Coach Shane and her district win tonight versus Tri-County North. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Weather is great, and that means it's time for cookouts. And Wayne IGA has everything you'll need for a party or just some grilling for your family. Burgers, steaks, chops, they have them cut and ready to go back at their meat counter. And be sure to grab everything else you'll need. Fresh vegetables, chips and dips, barbecue sauce, and more. And check out their selection of beer and wine. If you haven't started grilling this spring, what are you waiting for? Get everything you need right here in Fort Recovery at Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Miracle Lanes will be closed Sunday and Monday of the Memorial Day weekend, and Sunday, June 1st, will be their last day of the season. Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Our Indians will start their tournament run in 2 weeks, and we are the second seed and will have a first-round bye. They'll host the winner of number 8 seed National Trail and number 9 seed Twin Valley South on Wednesday, May 28th. Please remember that you will need to purchase tickets for the softball and baseball tournament games. Still to come this week, tomorrow, the boys will travel to Wapakoneta with a 5:30 start time. On Saturday, they'll travel to Arcanum for an 11 a.m. game. And they have added 2 extra games so far, but they're working on adding more games before they start the tournament. They'll host Fort Laramie next Tuesday night at 5 o'clock. Then on Memorial Day evening, they'll travel over to Fort Laramie to take on the Redskins again at 5 o'clock. Then on Wednesday, May 28th, they'll begin their tournament run, hosting either National Trail or Twin Valley South, with the game starting at 5 o'clock. Get on the Indians bandwagon now and get out to all the games to help support them. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. Back. Thanks, Perry Hall, for taking the time out to talk about the big dodgeball tournament coming up. Perry's just a neat bird.
Yeah, he still loves Fort Recovery.
Yes,
well, you can tell.
Speaking of neat birds.
Yep.
Coach Shane's here. Coach, what a game tonight.
That was a big win.
That was a big win.
Why you do what you do. That's why you coach for games like tonight.
Yeah.
And, it gives you gray hairs. Yeah. That's what it does. Well,
We, you know, we fight the conditions. We finally get this game in. Wouldn't have played if it was here. I wouldn't think as bad as it was. I mean, it rained all night here.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe you were playing.
Oh, we would have played here.
Yeah.
We would have put some work into the field, I guarantee it. But we went out, I don't know, I went out about 11:30 or so.
It never stopped raining here from five o'clock till the evening, it was bad. Terrible.
Yeah. But before that, it would have been good.
Yeah.
It would have been good.
Yeah, well, that's not diamonds. Not pretty nice.
Yeah. It is very nice. Yeah.
So we traveled down to Tri-County North to take on the number 2 seed. I think they are the number 2 seed.
They were.
Indians are number 5 seed, and we knew it was going to be a good one. You know, we're pretty confident when we play these teams that we're going to be able to compete, and you know, we have a shot of winning every game down there.
Right.
And tonight we got off to a great start, up 6-2. Mm-hmm. They battled back. But talk a little bit about how this baby ended up and your thoughts on a great win.
Yeah. So we knew going into it, we did a lot of scouting. Going into it, we knew what she threw. We knew she had a pretty good curveball. She'd like to, you know, paint that inside of the plate. The girls, we practiced it. We worked on it a whole bunch, you know, in between our last game and now. Got a lot of reps in, so they knew what to expect. And truly, that curveball we hit her. We hit a lot to the right side, had some nice hard shots to the right side. They did what they needed to do. They weren't chasing. A lot of times her curveball will go high outside, and they weren't chasing. Yeah. So that was huge. That was big. She's a good pitcher. She throws fast. She throws hard. But the girls, they seem to do better when we face those faster pitchers.
Yeah.
So they did a really good job. I don't know how many times that the lead changed. Three times. I don't even know.
It was counted four before the seventh inning.
Yes.
So I think it was five.
I was like, I just told Lauren, I said, she was standing beside me. I said, as soon as we got a comfortable lead after the second, I'm like, okay, I'm feeling a little bit better about things. And then they get five runs Whoops. Again.
Like, and then you're behind
happening?
A run.
Yep. And then we're behind again. Yeah, then we're behind again. But
so we got one in the first, and they got two.
Yep.
And then we got five, and then they got five.
Yeah.
That's already three lead changes.
You know, and they started out, like, in the beginning of the game, they started out putting down a bunch of bunts. And truly, they worked. It worked in their favor. I mean, a couple of our errors started in the beginning of the game with, you know, trying to field those bunts. Field conditions were not great. I know it wasn't great anywhere where everybody played at. It was pretty sloppy. I do know that. But they had the same field conditions.
Sure.
Once they after that first inning, they didn't go back to bunting at that point in time. I don't think they bunted after the first or second inning. Second inning. So the girls did a good job. They did a good job. So.
So you, when you were talking about preparing them for that curveball, you throw one?
No, I can't throw a curveball, but I can hit the outside of the plate pretty good.
Is that what
I can try. I can try. We set up the machine.
I didn't know any one of you guys could throw a curveball.
No. One of my assistant coaches, she is a cousin of mine. She's from Versailles, graduated last year. She was a pitcher. Mm-hmm. She's got a really nice curveball. Unfortunately, she took a vacation to Europe, so she's gone for 10 days.
What's that for?
I know. Come on, let's go. She's had
Soccer
a plan through. I know. She's had a plan through college for a while, so she was very upset about it. But we've used her a lot, in all honesty, to kind of help, you know, throw to our kids.
So the girls have seen that.
Yeah, so they've seen it. They've seen it. We really, you know, pepper the inside and outside of the plate just with the machine with that fast speed. Yeah. You know, we set it at 58 to 60 a week, and it paid off. So
good
it was good.
Great deal.
It was good.
So we with the win, we now play Friday. Do we know who we play yet?
Yeah, we play Riverside. Okay. They are the number three seed.
All right.
So we got to do a lot of scouting in the next day and a half.
Yeah.
Is softball like Huddle? Does Huddle have games? Or how do you scout?
Yeah, so most teams use Game Changer. Okay. And a lot of the teams have cameras on their Game Changer. And you can put your settings on Game Changer to open everything up so you can see stats. Or you can close it to just the people that are on your team. We pay a premium fee just so that we could try to scout a little bit easier. And those teams that are open, as long as they're open and we have premium, we don't have to be a part of their Game Changer and we can see stuff. So we were able to see everything with Tri-County North. That league, whatever league they're in, I don't remember what it is, they have all their stats open because they put everything online anyways. Mm-hmm. So we were able to watch a lot of video. So that's nice. So we don't have a Huddle type of an atmosphere, but we have Game Changer, which is similar. So it helped.
Yeah.
But yeah, Riverside is a team that we haven't seen a lot of teams around our area play yet. I got a couple teams that I've reached out to that I think hopefully
might help you out.
Might be able to help us out a little bit. We'll see. But we haven't seen a lot of them yet.
So you guys got to find some tape fast.
Yeah, real fast.
And then you got one practice?
One practice. Yeah, with having the rain out on Tuesday. Yeah, having the rain out on Tuesday, we have one practice. So I think it's good for us. I mean, in all honesty, that long lag, we scheduled a game Thursday with Ansonia because we played last Tuesday. We got a game scheduled Thursday with Ansonia, so that was good.
Yeah.
But we still had a pretty long break with the weekend. Yeah. So, you know, playing back-to-back like this for the most part, I think the girls will do fine.
Might be fine,
I think otherwise it's a lot of thinking and trying to figure it out.
How do you go about now I'm saying kids are different they was than when I was in school or have different mentality, but school's out for 7 years. We got seven seniors?
Five
seniors.
Yeah.
School gets out tomorrow here. How do you keep those kids focused?
I think I need to talk to Kevin Eyck because they went to state last year. Yeah. They did a lot of practicing while those kids are working. No, I mean, I've had some talks with the seniors. You know, they're all working jobs. This is weird. This is uncharted territory for us, truly, especially with having the last day of school tomorrow and then kids are all out of school. This is different for us. First time we've really had to do it. It's the only second time in program history that we've made it to the district final. And the first time was when our seniors were freshmen. And we lost to Lincoln View in that game by, I think, one or two runs, I think is what it was, really close. I think it was just one run. So they've been there, so they know that feeling, which is good. But, you know, it's, I don't know. We've talked about this before, like, how do we keep their attentions? I can tell you right now with, you know, I carry all 20 kids with us on the bus at every game. We're loud in the dugout. Even the JV kids, the JV games they've gotten in, we still bring those kids. We're still bringing them to practice, but I gave a lot of them the night off tomorrow. So if you know, last day of school, JV kiddos, you want to take a night off, that's fine. We'll focus on what we can focus on. It's tough. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
I'm not real sure yet how we're going to do it, but I tell you, I think the senior leadership we have this year is pretty tremendous. And I think with those girls just really setting the tone and just, you know, having that, you know, just really leading by example, I think is huge.
Winners.
I think that's a big help. They are. They know what it feels like to have, you know, good seasons to make it in the, you know, a tournament run, you know, play such, we have a strong schedule. I really feel we have a strong schedule, and the MAC this year was good. It was good. It was tough. It has been. So, I mean, I think having those types of schedules will help us in the Southwest District, but it's different. And I will say for all the other sports, it definitely, I think, has helped a lot of our sports going to the Southwest District. But I will tell you, from a softball standpoint, usually the South usually has strong teams.
They're usually pretty good.
They usually have strong teams. So it is still working in our favor, because when you looked at the Northwest bracket for Division Six, it had every MAC school in it but us and Versailles. Everybody's beating up on each other. So from that standpoint, I am very happy. Very happy to be in the Southwest.
So where's the regionals?
That I don't know. It's sites to be determined. I don't know we have anything yet. Okay. Yeah. So if, you know, one game at a time, we can get past this, and we'll be at Anna on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be neutral here on out.
Yeah, it's neutral here on out. So the first two for Southwest District, it's very odd, because the first two go to your higher seed, where Northwest has never done that. The first round is always the higher seed, and then they go neutral on the second round. So this was kind of different for us to have two back-to-back where, you know, you go to the higher seed. So.
Let's take a break, Spencey. Yep. We'll come right back. We'll talk more about the Indians' victory, and we'll talk. We'll pick Amy's brain a little bit. Amy can't lose.
No, she's
she's the greatest athletic director ever had.
Let's go.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio. We have at least three baseball games coming up for you, including the boys' first tournament game. We have two games scheduled with Fort Laramie before the tournament game on Wednesday, May 28th. Last night's baseball game hosting Fort Laramie has been postponed until tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at the Lefevre Family Complex. Also, last night's softball tournament game at Tri-County North will now be played tonight at 5 o'clock. The boys will travel over to Fort Laramie on Memorial Day, Monday, May 26th, for a 5 o'clock game. Then on Wednesday, the 28th, the boys will host the winner of National Trail and Twin Valley South, who will play tonight. Please remember that admission will be charged for both the softball and baseball tournament games. Get out and support our Indians teams as they go through the softball and baseball tournaments. Just remember, we'll have all the baseball games live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Ball and Coach Shane is, Coach, how many years have you been here?
Just 6 years with the program. Third as head coach.
Yeah. Okay, third as a head coach.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's a lot of work.
So this winter, mm-hmm. I have had my grandkids up to SAC, and you had the girls in there. Mm-hmm. And I think I even told Fee, it is impressive to... I mean, it is impressive. That girls' team is impressive. I mean, they absolutely ripped the damn ball, and it just, you know, they're like, wow, they can't imagine girls hitting freaking ripping balls, And it really was impressive. And our expectations this year were pretty high.
Yeah,
you know, you have a stud pitcher back, senior dominated. So this is kind of something that your goal, like preseason goal was where? Would you?
So preseason goal for sure. I mean, we set goals all the time. The kids, we set the goals with the kids from a team perspective. I mean, we wanted to do better in the MAC. We did.
Yeah.
We wanted to advance in the tournament. My goal was to get a district championship. So still there.
Still there.
It's in our sights. And I wanted to have a winning record. So, you know, like I said, our schedule's tough. We definitely have a winning record. That's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, last year we were one shy. So we were just one below 500. So winning record. The girls, I don't think they realize or understand kind of what all that means, if that makes sense. So tonight on the way home on the bus, I said, did you guys realize that was a number two seed? Everybody's like, no. Yeah, I don't think they realize, right? I said, and then Friday we have a number three seed. I said, that's what we're going after. I said, they're like, well, what were we? I said, a five, right? So we're going to come in there and we're going to just dominate. Nobody's going to expect us to be good. It's just different. These teams all beat up on each other. They've played each other a lot of times. We did add more Southwest District teams for sure. Amy and I did over the winter to our schedule just so we could kind of get a feel for what it was. But it's all that. It's that time. It's that time that they have to be vested. They have to put that time in on the off season. That's when you can work on things. And they did. I mean, they have been. You know, we do workouts all fall, winter long. And they do. They put the time in, and it shows. It shows.
We're out in now. Field a couple games in the golf cart, and you talk about a loud dugout. We are loud, and the kids are always running. They're in between innings, they'll run out to the and it's really you know, your numbers are excellent. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to be, winning's great, but you got to be proud of what you're building.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good feeling. We had 20 kids this year, and you know, they've all bought in. I know it's tough. You know, we probably got in, eight games maybe, was it, from a JV perspective, I think, total between some extra innings and games. You know, that's tough. Not every program has JV teams. You know, you focus on your varsity, but we want to try to get as many innings in as games in as we can for the JV level. That's what's going to build a program. It's tough to do when you don't have numbers. That can be very challenging for sure. And there towards the end, we were trying to add a few more games in, and then between rainouts with varsity and rescheduling, you know, some of those games had to go by the wayside, but they're all vested. They are, and that dugout, we've tell them that all the time. When we have a loud dugout, it really can play mind games on that other team. Mm-hmm. And they've seen it. And, you know, we saw it last year at the Wayne Trace game. We ended up winning the Wayne Trace game in the district semifinals last year. Sectional final. Their dugout was louder than us, and then we had to talk with our kids, like, you can't do this.
It ain't happening.
Yeah. So once they bought in and realized, it makes a huge difference. And I can tell you, like, from a coaching standpoint, if I hear that other team and they're louder than us, it's tough. It's tough to communicate to your kids and everything else. So the energy is wonderful, and
how do you
appreciate
feel about
that.
I feel like you get hands-on down the younger programs, too.
I try.
I think
I definitely
huge.
Do.
I just think that's such a big thing. thing.
Yeah, I mean, with having my Nora, that she's, you know, a fifth grader, you know, as soon as, I mean, I've been there helping, right? But I'll fully, you know, help Tyler Webker coach that team itself. Yeah. We've got two tournaments coming up for the fifth, sixth grade girls, so I'll be helping with that. I do a fall league all the time in St. Mary's, so I've been doing that for years and years and years just to try to, and I've been doing that for forever. Even with my, you know, Ava that graduated a couple years ago, I've been doing a team of some sorts in the fall leagues. You know, we do a little Indians camp in the winter time, so we're constantly doing something. You got to start somewhere. And I appreciate all the, you know, the parents that are helping coach. I know that they may not know everything about the sport, but the fact that they're there and they listen well and they can try to help do what they can is huge. So I try to get there and do what we can. I know
I think that's a big step.
Yeah. I mean, the junior high girls, we've got Casey Froning and Haley Kanapke, which are some of my assistant coaches helping. They are the coaches for the junior high team this year. They had their first game on Friday night after our practice. End up having to umpire the bases, which was fine because I was going to be there anyways. But they look great. I was super, super, super excited to see how those junior high girls looked. So
I got a couple congratulating texts here. The mayor, Mayor Kalkbauer, says,
you.
Congrats, coach and the girls. Good luck on Friday. Bill Stogler says, congrats, ladies. Friday's victory. Drinks on me. So
perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. So, keep her
we'll
going.
Take it. Right. We'll take so, it.
Yeah, that's really cool. As you, so the Homan girls threw about 7,000 innings this year.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes.
How, it, like, today, like, did you feel her wearing down a little bit, or is she still...
No, she is truly an Energizer bunny. I'm not going to lie. She's been battling with, you know, shoulder wrist kind of wear and tear, I call it, the whole season. She started out this season at the beginning of the year and just, you know, had some struggles. We actually didn't start her the very first game because she was going through physical therapy. And she just finds a way to battle through. Yeah. Like, she is just a tough competitor. I know it hurts her. I know it's bothering her. She just shrugs it off and says, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And she just looks right through me and says, I'm good. I'm good. I don't know how she does it. She's just phenomenal.
And she's our all-time winning pitcher, right?
Yeah, so she's got the most wins in a season right now. Now she's got 15. Yep, 15. This is Lauren is my stat
she's
keeper. Like, she knows the records and everything, and I can't thank her enough for that.
Yeah, that's...
Career strikeouts she's got right now, and strikeouts in a season. So she's breaking two of her sister's records.
Yeah.
And then the season win. No, the season strikeouts was
Andy Sutter.
Andy Sutter.
Yeah. She's just so phenomenal to watch. She does a great job.
And then Emma Wilk breaks her all time. What'd she have? Most runs scored in the season?
Most runs scored tonight. She needed one run to break Brenna Homan's, career runs. So she broke Brenna's record for that. And then just a few games ago, she broke the career hits record from Brenna Homan.
Yeah. Wow.
And Brenna had that after just only three seasons. Which is pretty impressive.
Still pretty impressive.
So,
you know, it's just, it's awesome. And we have a legitimate shot of winning that game Friday.
We do.
Yeah.
We sure do.
And
we're going to Anna.
Yep. Heading to Anna.
And ticket stuff, you'll have all that stuff out, I'm sure, probably tomorrow.
OHSA.org/tickets. As of right now, since it's a high school site, they'll also accept cash at the gate.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so if you don't want to pay their little processing fee.
Yeah.
But, should be a fun game, and we're just blessed here.
You two had any Duke outs yet this year, arguing back and forth? Or?
God,
yeah.
God, no, but I text her every other day.
Like, are you driving nuts?
An hour. Yes, I know. I'm driving nuts.
We're just meteorologists.
Yeah.
Man, we've been busy trying to track the rain.
Weather.
Gosh.
That's all we've done all season.
But no, I mean, it's a pleasure to work with their entire staff. And, you know, they'll give all the credit to their kids, but they're busting their butts, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, couldn't ask for more.
It won't work without them.
Incredibly grateful for her, I can tell you that. Yeah. We are very blessed with the staff and administration we have.
Well, we got... You want to introduce your staff here? Because you got a couple. Well, Lauren's been here forever, but you got it.
Yeah, so Lauren Day is with me. Her and I have been together for the last ever since we started 6 years ago. Lauren is is the jack of all trades. That girl has spent so much time in the summer putting all of our stats for Fort Recovery together and put it in a very nice clean spreadsheet for everybody to see. Before that, we really didn't have that. We had a lot of papers. We had our game changer, but she spent all last summer putting that together, and I can't thank her enough. And she is a jack of all trades. I don't let anybody touch the scorebook but her, or game changer but her, because I know it's going to be right. And we go through every game afterwards anyways just to make sure everything's good. So she has been a phenomenal asset to us. And then Coach Val back here, Val Stauman. Val's now in her second year with us. She joined us last year when I begged her to help coach and then asked her to coach again, and she didn't say no. So that was good. That was fantastic. And then I don't have my other coaches with me, but Haley Kanapke and Casey Froning are some of my assistants as well. And then again, Colleen Heaston. And then, of course, if we couldn't do anything without Jill, I brought Jill with us because we were all on the bus together. So we're thankful for all of her expertise from athletics.
Jill's unbelievable.
I know. Awesome. I know.
She's everywhere all the time.
She's
exactly
unbelievable.
Right. Yeah.
Why don't you move? Where are you living?
Here.
Where at?
Over by the old baseball field.
You still living down there in the apartments?
I figured you're probably living in the press box.
Brittany.
That's where I see you all the time. I figure you had
tucked away in the corner.
Val, when you play with Andy Sutter, right? Would you have been in that group with Carly?
She was 2 years younger.
Yeah. I don't think I played with Andy either.
Okay. I'm trying to think here. Was you on the team that our last district team that?
No.
Because we got when Carly was a senior, so that would have been who? Would that have? We got beat at Elida in the first time we'd won a sectional forever. And I was thinking. So what grade what year did you graduate?
I graduated. Was I one above Carly?
Two. Okay.
Two.
Two.
Carly's a year younger.
Two.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was 2008.
You're old.
I am old.
You got an old. Yeah, you got an old staff.
Wow.
They remind me frequently how old I am.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Well, we can't congratulate you guys enough, man. We thoroughly enjoy watching those girls play and not, you know, but representing our town and our school, and that's what it's all about. So let's get over there Friday and 5 o'clock start at Anna High School. The weather sounds really good for Friday. I think it's sunny and 65. So that's going to be a great atmosphere. Coach, girls. Congratulations.
Great job.
Thank you.
Keep it going. Appreciate you guys stopping up.
Thanks for having us up, and thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. So.
You guys are awesome.
You are.
Go get one more win. That's what we need.
Let's get another one, then we'll get the fire truck. We're going to take a break, come right back. We're going to talk about Indian baseball. They got Laramie tomorrow in a makeup?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So, and then their tournament trail starts next week.
Wednesday.
So
yep.
We'll be back. Sports Talk presented by
Wayne IGA.
Looking for a new mower? Paul Brothers in Fort Recovery has you covered with the best brands in the business. Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Whether you need something for your home lawn or a commercial grade mower, we've got the right machine for you. Stop in today and get a great deal, plus expert advice on the perfect mower for your needs. Visit hullbros.com. Paul Brothers in Fort Recovery, your lawn care headquarters.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
We wait all year for this to come around, and now it's here. The Trinity Lutheran Church's annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 8th from 4 to 7. The ice cream is made by Young's Jersey Dairy in Yellow Springs, and they have all your favorite flavors, peaches and cream, strawberry, chocolate and vanilla, and lots more. A dozen flavors in all to choose from. Besides the awesome ice cream, they'll also have hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. The money raised will go to their Friends in Need Fund. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And they'll also have half gallons of their ice cream to take home and enjoy. Buy some on your way out. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 4 to 7 on Sunday, June 8th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49. The church with the beautiful carillon bells.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
Great time.
Yeah. Okay. So, Sports Talk with Bubba and P. Still chewing, Bob?
I'm about done.
Oh, okay.
We're getting close.
So,
How great is that? The girl's moving on him.
That is incredible. I'm not even remotely surprised.
The next thing is where you, because it's history, right? I mean,
yeah, we've never been to
the regional.
Right.
Which is so cool.
I didn't want to bring that up.
And a few years ago, we were happy if we won two games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's changed just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's what's unbelievably cool, too, is she has all those numbers, but some of our other sports are down. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like she's doing something right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Girls like playing.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just a great thing. And that they're going south, for one thing.
Yeah.
We don't know those teams very well, but they don't know us. And they'll look at a record and maybe overlook us a little bit. And somebody that hadn't been around here before, we'll just show them how this goes. And that didn't work for them today.
No.
Indians fought and came through with the big victory.
Usually the only sport that it is not advantage to go south is softball.
That would be softball.
They're always loaded down that way.
So, yeah,
exactly right.
So good for them. And
that was a 2-seed that we beat.
Yeah.
Got a 3-seed Friday, and we don't care.
Bring it on.
Down they go.
Indian baseball team feed tomorrow at Fort Laramie?
Fort Laramie.
Yep, at home. And
tune-up game, basically.
Yeah. Yep, and then Monday, Memorial Day evening at Fort Laramie. And we'll see if we can...
I'd say that's 50-50. That one gets canceled. Memorial Day.
I don't know. Both teams want to get it. You know, especially if tomorrow doesn't work out real well.
I feel like you're playing, and then you're going to play in 2 days. You know, you're going to waste some pitching. I don't know. I'm sure Caden, probably the guys that don't pitch very much, will probably pitch the whole thing.
Yeah, and I think it'll be kind of like last week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, were for us, kind of batting practice.
Yeah.
Just get out there and hit the ball. We did that on Tuesday and Thursday. We didn't do that on Saturday. Yeah. Saturday was ugly. We couldn't get anything to drop, and we were striking out, and it just a real good Arcanum team. But and then we had Wapakoneta beat, had them. We were ahead 9-4 going in the bottom of the seventh, let them score 5 runs, and then it took to the 10th inning for them to get another run. So the momentum's going wrong for us. You know,
I think those kids, they'll turn it on.
Yes, they will. You know, this is about when we turned it on.
Who did win?
Who do we play?
They're playing at finished now. Okay. So I'll look and see if it's posted yet.
Try. What was it? That's another one.
Yeah, I think that might have been Tri-County North also.
It might have been Tri-County North or two. Who's the railroaders?
Bradford Railroaders.
Yep. Let's see if I can come up with this here on OHSAA. And
what you got this weekend? Anything?
We'll probably go down to Bill's on
going down to camp
Saturday, maybe for camp down one day, and then play a little golf on Sunday, Monday.
Perfect, absolutely perfect. They got the parade on Friday night, right?
Yes.
Veterans Parade? Yep. It'd be the Memorial Day parade, so they'll do the thing at the at the bridge at 7 o'clock. Then about 7:30, it'll be up here at the Monument Park.
I've seen everybody putting the crosses up tonight. So
mm-hmm. Yep.
Randy had his crew up there. Randy's great at that.
Boy, it looks neat. Yeah. It's neat when I get it in there. It's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So it will be Twin Valley South, West Alexandria.
Twin Valley South.
TVS.
Bring them in.
Yep. So they are 9 seed. Yes, we'll...
What are we, 2 seed?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 2. Yeah.
And
number 1 seed is?
They're not in our bracket, and I was trying to look for it.
Legacy Dayton Christian?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it might be. You're one of the...
Legacy Christian?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. We won't worry about them for a while. We would play... Oh, well, I take it back. It is Legacy Christian. Xenia Legacy Christian is a 6 seed, and they play Springfield Northeastern the same day we play, I guess. Is that, the Legacy Christian beat Houston 10-0 last night, apparently. Tonight? No, it's tonight. And, so they'll play Springfield Southeastern, 4 seed that also got a bye. And
I think Jerry went and scouted Northeastern, maybe.
Yeah, probably. And that's the only one I'd get too worried about. But
I just feel like we don't make errors and we don't walk guys.
Yeah,
we're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah. Now we for weeks upon weeks, our guys had been hitting and getting on base and all that stuff. That all fell apart on Saturday. But
yeah, it was a bad day.
Things just didn't go right that day. But and we've let some teams like at Wapakoneta get some big innings, and most of those when we've given them 4 or 5 outs. We have a problem. We also made some base running mistakes last week, and that all has to get straightened out. But I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that noticed that.
Well, so last day of school get that tomorrow, Fee. Last day of school, yep.
Send the McKinney's home for the summer.
Fired up. My grandsons are pumped.
Oh, I bet they're jacked.
Yeah, jacked up.
They don't get to see their friends anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Willie's probably fired up tonight, anyhow.
Yeah, Pacers are down 5, I think, at half.
So at half?
7:62. With the Knickerbockers?
That's at the Madison Knicks. Garden, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the Knicks. Tomorrow, Fort Recovery Radio will be on the air with the Fort Laramie Redskins.
Yep.
But get down there and watch the Indians. And on Friday, the girls' district final at Anna.
Yep.
That'd be great. Indians take on Riverside. The Riverside.
Riverside.
Sydney Riverside. I think it's DeGraff Riverside.
DeGraff Riverside, yeah. So
that'll be a 5 o'clock start.
We will. I'm pretty sure WPGW will have the game, game again.
Girls' game or?
No. I'll probably record that. And we'll also record, if we can figure out how to get connected, since Chuck's not doing the sound anymore, get connected for the Memorial Day ceremony. Mm-hmm. We've recorded that every year. Not sure exactly how we'll connect this year, but we'll do what we can and
figure it out.
Get that, and that'll also be in the thing.
Yeah, Chuck had a big tree go over.
Yes, he did.
Luckily, it didn't go on his house.
Yeah, or anybody's car.
Or anybody's car going through.
Yeah. Meep.
Heavy bylock.
Smoke.
And Chuck's been working hard on the FM. His plan now is to have everything set, all the equipment we need, and everything ready to go on June 1st, so 10 days.
All right. That's so fun.
The opening.
The opening of WFORT.
WFRC. Not F-A-R-T.
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 W-F-R-C, Fort Recovery Community Radio.
That would be great. Definitely, we're going W-F-A-R-T.
Well, you can't have 5 letters. They won't let you do that.
We can make something up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can do that.
We can call it in.
Yeah, we can call it in.
Yeah. Well, it's the tribe, if that helps.
Oh,
right. But, you know, we can change it.
Yeah, that's right.
Chuck will really think that's funny if you start changing this stuff around.
He loves
people messing with this stuff.
Yeah. All right, well, Spencey, for my good friend Harold Feeling.
Next week we're out, right?
Next week we
have baseball.
There's a baseball game. Right?
Yeah. Yep. So unless that would get rained out, then if it does, we probably won't be able to get anybody lined up. So we probably won't do anything next Wednesday, next game or no game. So
okay.
We'll see how it goes.
All right, boys. Let's go Indians.
Go Indians. It's tourney time. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.